Welcome to day 10 of our 14 days of prayer and fasting. I'm so glad you're on this journey with us, and I can't wait to hear about what God has been doing in and through you over the last 10 days. In these last 4 days coming up, we're going to be focusing on delighting in Christ as we think through and pray through Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. Where as we come into Easter Sunday, my hope is that our hearts would be delighting in the wondrous grace that Christ has given us. But today, we're focusing on radiating the gospel. So what does it mean to radiate the gospel? I believe we radiate the gospel when we show and share the gospel of grace with our actions, with our attitude, and with our words. When I say sharing the gospel with our actions, what I mean is we intentionally engage of acts of mercy, compassion, care, and justice in our community to show people what Christ is like, to show how the gospel has transformed our life. Second, we show and share the gospel when we have an attitude that is transformed by Jesus. We show and share the gospel when we react to the world with joy, with hope, with care, with love, with all the fruits of the Spirit. When our attitudes reflect the attitude that Christ has given us, it absolutely helps to radiate the gospel into a dark and twisted world. And finally, we share the gospel with our words. We know that faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. And we must share the gospel with our words if we want people to come to know and trust Jesus. We know that God has called all of us to make disciples. He has called all of us to live as disciple makers. But for many of us, it can be really hard to learn how to actually make disciples. Well, my hope is that all of us would live sent out by Jesus for the gospel, that we would live sent out to go and show and share the gospel everywhere. Now, if you're wondering, how can I actually do that? Well, I think the word sent is a good way to think about this. That's S-E-N-T. So if you want to live sent, if you want to be a disciple maker, someone who shows and shares the gospel with everyone around you, I think thinking of it this way, S, that stands for seeing people like Jesus sees them. Seeing past their problems, seeing past their brokenness, seeing past all the things and seeing the image of God emblazoned on their soul when you look at people, having compassion and care for them, understanding that but by the grace of God, there go I when you're meeting with anyone. And having genuinely seeing them the way that Jesus would, and having compassion on them, love and care for them. When we see people the way Jesus sees them, that radiates the gospel into them because they feel loved, they feel seen, they feel heard. Second, E, that is, we eat with people like Jesus ate with. We see that Jesus regularly ate with everyone. He invited people to his house and he went to people's houses. I think one of the best ways we can show the gospel in this modern context is by actually being in embodied presence with people, by inviting them into our life. In fact, our nation is struggling through a loneliness crisis. Many people have remarked on this, how most people feel like they don't have anybody to talk to or anybody to eat with. As followers of Jesus, when we invite people into our home and when we take opportunities to go into other people's home and to eat with them, we are doing more than just breaking bread with them. We are building relationships with them, relationships that will help us when we seek to share the gospel. Third, we neighbor like Jesus neighbored. The idea of neighboring like Jesus neighbored is how did Jesus tell us to neighbor? When we think of this, we think of the Samaritan man. Who the Good Samaritan had compassion on, he had care for, he went out of his way to show grace to this person who didn't necessarily deserve it. When we neighbor like Jesus, we think of the people that God has put us in proximity to, people who we are regularly around at all times, and we think, how can we neighbor the way Jesus would neighbor to them? How can we show through kind and gracious actions the gospel with our lives? That means thinking of the people who live on your street, thinking of the people who you neighbor offices with at work, or thinking of the people you're just regularly interacting with, regularly connecting with on a regular basis, and thinking, how can I neighbor them the way that Jesus would have me to neighbor? Finally, the T is talk to people about Jesus. Jesus should always be on the tip of our tongue. He should be who we're constantly thinking about, who we're constantly talking about. When Jesus is on the tip of our tongue, we regularly bring him up because he is so central and so important in our life. So when we see people like Jesus sees them, when we eat with people like Jesus would eat with, when we neighbor people like Jesus would neighbor them, and when we talk to people about Jesus, this is truly how we might live a sent life, a life of making disciples, a life used by God to show and share the gospel of grace with everyone around us. This is how we can truly radiate the gospel of Christ, how we can be radically salty and bright in a dark and twisted world. My prayer for all of us is that we would live this way. I look forward to the next 4 days. I'm praying that God would move in you in a mighty way as we prepare for Resurrection Sunday.